Debbie Queen. Darlene, the Debbie Queen, she's the bestest skater that I ever seen. Darlene, the Debbie Queen. Darlene, the Debbie Queen, when she skates by, everybody squeals.
I never seen nobody caught wheel on wheels.
Darlene, the Debbie Queen. Darlene, the Debbie Queen.
I don't wanna know.
They found me.
We're at the Herd Museum. Rebecca just checked to see if we locked the door. Yeah, they're locked. Okay, we're going in. We're going to see some dinosaurs today. It's going to be pretty radical.
I was a little worried because I had a cup of water in the car and it like rippled. And
you're quick with those jokes, aren't you?
If this is a boring exhibit, I'm going to say more like dino snores.
Okay, that's enough. We just paid the entrance fee and came in. Really nice lady at the front desk. Her name was Linda, I think. The blue shrimp trail? I don't know. I just wanted to look at the dinosaurs.
Yeah, well, there's on the trail.
Are there?
Mm-hmm. So, you know, we should watch out for plants that have leaves of three. Okay. Let them be, leaves of three, let them be.
I'm gonna, if we see any snakes, I'm gonna punch it square in the nose. I don't think it'll be this much walking.
Yeah, when
that's a cool little amphitheater. Amphitheater.
I want to play here because it'd be great to have an audience of dead dinos.
Yeah. Oh wow, that's scary. They're like monsters.
They're like giant lizards.
We're coming up on a dinosaur. It's a Carnotaurus. About 10 foot 7 inches,
it means 30
feet.
Eating bull, and it kind of looks like a bull because it's got little horns on its head.
They were predominantly in Argentina and far South America. If you heard that, that's its roar. Are you allowed to touch it?
I don't know.
I'm touching it. It feels weird.
That's
very sharp
teeth.
That's
actually pretty real looking.
Wow, that's cool. Oh, that was cool. There's a lot of little kids here. If they get in my way, I'm going to push them. What do you think about that, Rebecca?
I think you're a bully. You're a bullyosaurus.
I'm bigger than them, so it's survival
like
of the fittest.
Survival of the fitness. As our good friend from TPB would say.
There's all this stuff trying to teach us how to learn. I don't want that. I just want to look at some cool dinosaurs. I wish they all had them in one place so I could just stand.
Zach hates walking.
Uh-oh, here's another one. This guy looks pretty scary. His face looks like a little baby, though. It's an Ed Montana.
I like the sign.
Do not feed the dinosaurs. That's good. What is that? Ed Montana? Ed Montania? Kind of the Midwest region of North America from the Cretaceous period. About 6 feet tall, 22 feet long, about 7,000 pounds. Pretty cool looking dinosaur. It ate mostly plants. Scary sounding. It kind of looks like it could be. I don't know what. What do you think it could be a relative of today's?
It looks kind of like a glorified armadillo.
Yeah. Kind of cool looking. This is cool. If it charged at you and like kind of tackled you, it'd really mess you up. Let's move on.
Are you turn that thing off between?
No, oh, I haven't been.
Okay, is it going to run out of batteries?
No, it's fully charged. Oh, we turn back and there's a dinosaur running down the trail. Like, it's part of the...
Love this.
Yeah. I like it, too.
Yeah. You're not even a three-year-old.
Nope. We're coming on one of the ones that was my favorite growing up. It's a Triceratops, I think.
If that little girl back there was the one with the glasses, then it would look like a tiny Zack and Rebecca, like a little brown-headed boy. I didn't say that loud, but...
Oh, man. This guy looks cool. Oh, this is not... This is a Torosaurus. Kind of looks like a Triceratops, but very elongated, stubby.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Welsh Corgi Triceratops.
Yeah, that's funny. It's 9.1 feet tall, 30 feet long, 4 to 6 tons from the late Cretaceous period, kind of in the western North America and Canada as a herbivore.
This one kind of reminds me of the scene from Jurassic Park where the dino was sick.
Yeah. It kind of, the voice box they have for it, man, it sounds like a fart.
It doesn't like that you said that.
Yeah,
it's like, the fuck you just say to me? What?
There's a bat box up ahead.
Kind of like a birdhouse for bats. It's like a bat house.
What are you doing in there? Joker's over here. I don't know. That was supposed to be like a Batman joke. An island, but maybe not a paradise.
That sounds like an air freshener ad.
Maybe. I thought it sounded sad. Oh, I don't want to get lost because I'm tired.
Dino tooth on the ground.
That's just a rock.
You don't believe. If you hear someone huffing and puffing, it's Zach because he's out of shape.
Yeah. I don't think there's any dinosaurs this way.
Look, there's a squirrel. It's not animatronic.
Oh my gosh.
That's a fat squirrel.
It's a dinosaur squirrel.
I don't want to see what the sign says.
Okay, well, look at this. I think it's like an advertisement for this tree.
This tree brought to you by Flash Taco, Flash Taco.
Water rising through tree trunks can climb 150 feet an hour. In a full summer, a tree can heave a ton of water every day. A big elm in a single season might make as many as 6 million leaves. A tree stands there, accumulating dead wood, mute and rigid as an obelisk. But secretly it seethes, it spits, sucks, and stretches. It heaves up tons and hurls them out in a green-fringed fling. Annie Dillard, a pilgrim at Tinker Creek. Hey, squirrel, quit it!
Look, there's this tiny bug right here.
Do you have anything to say, tiny bug?
Fuck you!
That's really great, Rebecca. Real mature.
The bug doesn't like people.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Welcome to the floodplain. Water comes here sometimes.
We go on much longer, Zach's going to be like, I'm tired, I'm going to go home. Are we there yet?
I'm tired, I'm going to go home. Are we there yet? Hey, a chair. Oh, we can see
this chair.
Oh, look how big this tree is.
This chair used to be a tree, and it's right
beside it. Oh, yeah. But look how big this tree is. It's a fat tree. A forest
there
giant.
It can only be tree hugged by the long arm of the law.
This tree is the largest bur oak on the sanctuary. It's very worn across. I'm not a bad reader. It's just the plaque is worn out. So it's hard to read. It's a big tree.
Speak it to English. The forest is open. I'm glad to hear it.
Forest can close. I've got a star on my hat.
I get the point. All five of them. And I'm not talking about Calvinism. More seminary jokes where that came from.
I'm glad I wore my walking shoes.
Your standing shoes would have been inefficient.
Yeah. Well, since I got, since I've been developing flat feet, I haven't bought, those arch supports that I've been needing. I will, but later. We should go straight.
I don't have flat feet. In fact, my nickname is Archie. I think the dinos are where there's little footprint signs.
Yeah.
Well, we saw a couple carnivores and made it out alive so far.
Is that an automated outhouse?
That kind of reminds me of in Jurassic Park where the lawyer went and hid in the bathroom.
Yeah.
There is definitely a carnivorous beast before us.
Yes, it smells like T-Rex poop over here now.
I think this is people poop.
Oh, yeah.
I confuse it all the time.
Is this Arocanthosaurus making a fire over here? It's a carnivore from the Cretaceous period. It's 18 feet tall, 40 feet long, about 4,400 pounds. Central, Eastern North America, kind of in the south, yeah. It's really just all of Central America, or Central North America and Eastern North America.
Its diet was meat, for sure.
Yeah. It looks like a T-Rex, but it's pretty cool looking.
Hey, dude, wipe that bird poop off your face. Oh, you can't, because you have short arms. Booyah.
It looks like he's staring in space.
It thought it saw a UFO.
Aw. Poor kid, though.
That's
really neat. What's
inside of it? What's inside of it? Like a motor and...
That's neat.
Probably steel parts and wheels.
Oh, we're coming up on another kind of Triceratops looking guy. And probably the same kind of family as a Triceratops. It's not one, though. I can't tell the name until we get up to the sign.
I would have worn my Jurassic Park t-shirt today, but unfortunately I wore it yesterday for no apparent reason.
I think that'd be in bad taste. What if these dinosaurs got out?
Yeah, I think that'd be
I think that's what that little girl was scared of. She was...
Didn't keep him out on Jurassic Park in this little twine.
Oh, this is cool. Styracosaurus. Spiked lizard. About 6 feet tall, 18 feet long, 3 tons, late Cretaceous, North America. All of North America and South Central America. He's a cool-looking guy. I think the Americas really had the coolest-looking dinosaurs. Hear that growl. All right. I like its horns. Kind of looks like a crown.
Yeah, this one is kind of like the more decorative of the Triceratops family.
Yeah, I think they paint them like these different colors, but I don't know if they really...
Oh yeah, I don't think their skin would have worn away that way. By now, so
yeah.
We don't really know what colors that they would have been. They could have been pink and purple way before time.
We could totally like make a rainbow one and we call it a gay dinosaur. And but no, we make it rainbow, call it a gay dinosaur, and then all the like paleontologists and like dinosaur people would get pissed off at us because we're like, it's not a gay dinosaur. And then all the religious people would get pissed off at us because like, there's no such thing as a gay dinosaur. And everybody have a problem with a gay dinosaur. The gay dinosaur, we don't got a problem with you. Leave gay dinosaur alone. Okay, I'll stop.
I don't even have anything to say to that.
Poor gay dinosaur. It seems like all the carnivores have like firewood next to them.
The gay dinosaurs were not allowed on the ark. They were unclean beasts.
Oleoramus. It's a different branch. 7 feet tall, 20 feet long, 1 ton, late Cretaceous.
It looks kind of like a small
Mongolia.
T-Rex little brother.
Yeah.
I would still be really scared if this guy was real.
Oh, and it says one of the smaller members of the Tyrannosaur group of dinosaurs. Its head and body shape are different from other Tyrannosauruses. That's cool. Yeah, it's just like a small T-Rex. But it looks cool. There's signs that say, do not feed the dinosaurs. Did we already talk about that? I think so.
Yeah, we definitely did. I like how there's these big fake rocks beside them that are obviously part of the motor or whatever.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah. I thought you were just making a joke about it there being like a campfire.
Look, they set it up to make it look like it was stacking firewood.
They have those at like weddings too, like fake rocks that are actually speakers or whatever.
I see.
It's not an outhouse.
No,
either.
It's not an outhouse.
Zach's learning some stuff today.
So are you.
I already knew all about allosaurs or whatever that thing was. I'm like a walking encyclopedia of dinosaurs.
Oh my goodness, that dinosaur is buried up to its neck. And kids are playing on it. I bet that's degrading.
That's humiliating. Yeah. This dinosaur looks like he's got a bald head.
Chrome dome over here. The jerk store called.
What did it say?
It's a Seinfeld joke.
Oh,
it said they're running out of you.
I didn't watch Seinfeld too much.
That's alright.
Not that I didn't like it, I just kind of missed the boat on that one. Kind of like those gay dinosaurs missed the ark.
Pachycephalosaurus. Cretaceous period, North America.
I like this dinosaur's little stubby fingers.
Yeah.
It's like, I lost so many thumb wars.
And it looks like it has pretty bad acne.
Stop making personal remarks about me. I know my pate isn't that pretty to look at. But I went to Harvard and you didn't.
It's a plant eater.
This is one of those ones that has like the headbutting skulls.
They have like a super headbutting ability, but they eat plants.
I think it's interesting to see what time period these dinosaurs were in, because not all these dinosaurs would have been at the same time.
Yeah, this was around when T-Rexes were around. And that's why they had those domes, so they could protect themselves.
I've noticed, too, his eyes look more like they're on the sides of his head.
Yeah.
Where it makes it a plant eater, kind of looking out for predators.
Yeah.
Just like modern-day plant eaters.
That T-Rex way over there looks like it's looking like it's about to sneak up on this guy.
And also, the T-Rex over there is painted to kind of hide in the forest a little.
Yeah.
But that's just, like we were saying, the paint job.
Yeah. Although, the paint jobs, some of these look like really cool. Like, they got war paint on.
Yeah.
Like, it's cool that this T-Rex is very down to its...
This T-Rex is Photo-op T-Rex.
Yeah. Is this like a Stegosaurus? It's a tiny Stegosaurus.
This maybe. One can grow some marshmallows on his spiky tail.
That movie. What's that famous movie?
Land Before Time. I like that movie.
Oh, yeah, this is a Stegosaurus. Were they really this small? They're supposed to be 11 feet tall. Why is this one so small? Is it a baby?
I think it's an angsty teenager. Look at him. He hasn't got any chest hair yet.
Oh, really?
I like Avril Lavigne.
We'll be right back.
out with all the animals now. We're done with all the animatronic dinosaurs, and we're just walking through the sanctuaries. It's really making me kind of sad. I don't know. I don't want to live in a cage. I don't imagine these animals would want to, but... And I hate that... I mean... Talking about animal rights turns into a political issue. It just makes me sad. I don't know. But, yeah. I hope they're alright. I mean, I guess they're probably being taken care of. People that work here and everything probably love them. But, it just makes me feel like sometimes I'm in a economic cage. But then I remember I can go to a zoo or whatever, an exhibit with my girlfriend whenever I want, which is pretty cool. So, maybe I don't live in a cage, but I know others who are. Poor Roscoe the raccoon, why is he pacing? Okay.
20 chilometri al giorno, 10 all'andata, 10 al ritorno, 20 chilometri al giorno, per poi sentirmi dire che...
Alright, we're leaving the dinosaur museum, the herd museum actually in McKinney. It was a pretty sweet time. I think we made some memories today.
I'm definitely never going to forget this day.
Alright, this is Zach, signing out. Goodbye.
Non hai voglia di uscire.
We're going to start recording.
It's recording right now. Yep. Hooray!
And hit the record.
Pause when it's blinking, and now it's not paused.
Yeah.
Paused.
Recording.
Now it's recording.
Change your place, wipe that stupid smile off your face. Cause we are dust, we are stone, we are cursed to dwell in flesh and bone. All alone in a room with a girl that you never knew. She is God, she is good, she is wishing that she could float away. Flesh and blood machines. Break away, change your name, take the blade and strike it while it's hot. Come on now, make your move, take it off, show me what you got. Take away these broken chains, it's been said we're all the same. In the end, but that's the way it goes. Take off all your clothes and dance just like there's no one watching. There's no one watching, yeah. I guess we're all the same. Oh yeah, I guess we're all the same. Yeah! chains, it's been said we're all the same. In the end, that's the way it goes. Take off all your clothes and dance just like there's no one watching. There's no one watching, yeah. I guess we're all the same. Guess we're all the same. Calling all you humans. Calling all you humans. Calling all you human beings. You flesh and blood machines.
Say goodbye to bad smells with CUPU. Come in, test subject.
Oh, wow. It smells like an island, like a paradise. It smells like old Meemaw's house down in the south. She used to hang up all her laundry on the clothesline, flapping in the wind like the good old red, white, and blue.
Are you ready? Remove your blindfold!
Oh my god!
CUPU. All the kids are talking about it.
Happy.
It's Zach again. I'm at Off the Record, so I probably shouldn't be recording, but fuck that! But fuck that. I'm so funny. Alright, goodbye.
20 chilometri al giorno, polvere sole, andata ritorno. 20 chilometri al giorno, per poi sentirti dire che...
Just got done seeing Rex at Off the Record. On the Record, that was a kick-ass set. Off the Record, I can't say because I'm recording, duh. But, you know, it was really kick-ass to see Rex play, perform, and Drewby Shining did a verse. A couple other guys did a verse. It was really rad. I'm walking down to the Boiled Owl now to see Washed Up Rookie. After that, I'm going to go hit the Twilight Lounge, see the Kush. I've never seen the Kush either, so I've seen Washed Up Rookie once, but, I got to see him again. You hear something that good, you got to go see him again. Actually, I played with Washed Up Rookie once, so I guess this is the third time I've seen them. It's rock and roll, baby. I'm going insane.
Non mi vuoi più vedere. Avevo le scarpe pulite e la camicia fresca di bucato. Mazzo di fiore di prato, ma tutto andato sprecato.
Hey, it's Zach. I'm back with the Funktown Podcast. I'm over here at the Boiled Owl with Uriel. So sorry. I was like,
Oh, you're good.
How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I'm having a good time.
Word. So you're helping out running sound?
Yeah, just helping out running sound, just doing my thing, pretty much just throwing karaoke over to live sound.
That's so awesome. You got a badass... badge.
Yeah, you know? they kind of made me legit. It's kind of cool.
You've been legit since birth. I was there.
Oh, shit.
I said, hey, Uriel's mom, how you doing? That kid's legit.
No. I
was like
it,
four. I don't know how old you are, but...
I'm 26.
Oh, okay, so I was one.
Oh, cool.
I was like, wee! That's what I said.
You just gave a wah.
Yeah.
Awesome, man.
Word. Cool. So, what do you think about the bands this year?
Dude, awesome. I especially this lineup right here. I mean, Washed Up Rookie is about to come up. Urchild Imperious was insane.
Oh, yeah.
All Clean killed it earlier. I'm super excited for Huffer after this, and then I mean Motor Scooter. Obviously, they're gonna come out and close out the night.
Did you request this?
No,
I would have.
No, I honestly didn't even know the lineup because I had been looking it up, but I'm really bad at planning ahead, so I just came in and I looked at the lineup and I got super excited. So
word,
if it's all my style, so I'm
word, yeah, dude, that's rad. I wish I saw a child, but I'm glad I had to be over there for Rex. And I'm,
oh, yeah,
it was rad as shit. It was really cool.
That's fucking awesome.
I'm glad I got to see him because I've never seen him perform. He's been in my podcast before, but I never seen him perform.
Okay,
and I'm just real excited. I've seen Wash Up Rookie a couple times, play with them once. I'm excited to see him today.
I'm pumped. So. I'm pumped. I'm just happy to help run sound.
Are you pumped?
Pumped.
Pumped like a BB gun aimed at the neighborhood children?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Fuck those kids. I don't know. All right, well, thank you for talking.
Yeah, dude, absolutely.
See you later, dude.
It's fun.
Having to chilometri al giorno, breva l'andata, lungo ritorno. 20 chilometri al giorno, per poi tornare a casa.
Hey, we're in the van on the way to Boiled Owl. We just left Twilight Lounge with the Kush.
Twilight Lounge with the Kush.
How are you feeling, Susie?
I am feeling actually pretty good. Wonderful. I haven't drank anything since like way earlier in the day, so I am totally. Like,
yeah,
which is different for me at one of these.
You've never been
shows.
Sober before?
No, at one of these shows, I usually get pretty wasty faced.
Yeah, wasty face. I'm gonna have to go into mommy mode. I'm
nice.
Just
going into mommy mode is always a good idea.
I'm so thankful that Twilight Lounge had food.
Yeah,
because I forgot to eat dinner. And I've been drinking, not excessively, but I've been having a beer here, there.
Yeah.
And by the time I got to Twilight Lounge, I was feeling nauseated, so I needed food. Like, it was no longer a want, it was a necessity.
A need.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were cracking up, though, because their po' boys are like $13. That is not a po'
yeah.
boy.
I got an $11 one. Left or right?
I can't remember. It is left. Yeah, you're right. I'm glad you know where you're going, because it is to the left.
Driving, so I better
Yep. Yeah. I kept questioning. Dustin was driving somewhere last night.
Yeah. Zach's our driver again. Say hey, Zach.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
They're doing well.
And I was like, do you know where you're going? He's like, I drive for a living. I know where I'm going. And I was like, oh, okay. All right, good deal. Here's Shaw's.
Make
yeah.
Yeah, just roll down your window and see if anybody wants. Oh wait, here they're coming right now. Okay.
Cool. Ride. Yeah. The owl. Wherever you want to go. Wherever you want to go.
It's still locked.
Okay, so it's down.
Yeah, down. Hey, you got a bunch of pastures.
Yeah.
All right, see you later, guys, in Radio Land.
Bye, everybody.
Non pensare che te
jewels, this cruel night winds round my waist like a spool. I toy with the void, but it leaves me annoyed. I wish I were a dragon, heaving sighs that fold and crease, catch and release in cobweb wreaths. But I'm too aware of cancer. I can almost hear its sideways scuttle. Maybe instead I should breathe words, light a match, sit back, watch them react, falter and fumble and flicker. Maybe I should do that, or maybe it will make me sicker.